This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Well, here we are, and in the Metropolitan Window video screen, you can watch the show, stream live, kdkradio.com. Click on KDK Watch. The pride of Bradford, Pennsylvania, now living in this part of the world, he is none other than Elijah, and it's so good to have him here. We've got so much to get to. Mr. Jones is the general manager of Pittsburgh Garage. So before we talk about this great company, you're a homegrown product, and I was talking to you in the boardroom for about an hour before the show. I absolutely love Bradford, Pennsylvania, and I know your grandmother's listening, so I want to say hi to her, and I want to welcome you to KDKA.
Well, thanks, Rob. I really appreciate it. It's a pleasure to be here, and Bradford certainly is a hidden gem in the mountains there.
But I understand in the wintertime, you better bring your long johns.
We stay away in the winter.
Listen, I am so happy to have you here. People who've been listening to me for a long time understand there are certain things that are near and dear to me. The garage is everything to me. It's been my sanctuary. Some of the fondest times of my life were spent in the garage with my dad working on that old Buick or just doing things. And it's still to this day. Why do you think a garage is so important? But more importantly, this resurgence of the love of being in your garage. What's a garage all about?
Well, you know, there's a lot of different answers I think that you could go to on this. But for me, I think it's because it's my space. You know, I have a lot of tools and toys that I kind of keep in there. And, you know, it's something that I can spend time with my son, teaching him how to do things. And we have a lot of fun in the garage. So I think for me, it's just that it's an area that I call, you know, my space.
Yeah, I don't know if you agree with this, but you can tell a lot about the family that lives in that house if you come to that house and enter that house through the garage. I mean,
absolutely.
What they shave, how they assemble it, what's more important to them, the things that are closer to the front of the garage. I mean, it's really a special part about that family. It says a lot, and especially if they've been there for a while, maybe some things that were used by their children decades ago. It's the heartbeat of a home. A garage is really special, much more than just parking your car.
Absolutely. Yeah, 100%. We see that all the time, right? So, I have an old story about a customer that I dealt with in the beginning that he had some sentimental stuff that his father had left him that we worked around just to keep it. So 100%, there's a lot of unique stories that start in the garage and that live in the garage.
Well, we're going to talk about garage flooring and garage storage. PittsburghGarage.com, best way to find out more about them. We're going to talk about different technologies. It gets a little confusing, but we're not going to focus so much on that. We're going to focus on why they hire quality people. They use the finest products, and more importantly, they do exactly what they say they're going to do. But let's start with the floor, or floor covering, if you will. Moisture can destroy a garage, right? There's no doubt about it, especially if you have tile or something like that. Tell me a little bit about this floor coating covering that you really specialize in that can really bring a garage floor back to life. Go ahead.
Sure. So, you know, we specialize in high-performance coating systems. There's a number of different systems out there, and it really just depends on the space and what you're doing in there. In the garage space, especially, you're bringing cars in, so there's a high traffic area. You have different things that are coming in off of the car. You know, you have salts and oils and different things like that. So you want to make sure that whatever we're putting in there is going to be something that's going to be durable, right? So we want to make sure that we're offering a solution that's going to seal the concrete, restore it if there's any imperfections in the concrete, so cracking, spalling, pitting areas, and then give you something that's super easy to clean.
Here's the other thing. The installation in most cases is like a day. If you get an extra day, it's because you want an extra coating for extra protection. So you guys have been doing this a long time, so you know exactly what you're dealing with. And it's not like you're going to be kicking up dirt for weeks or months at a time. You're going to be in and you're going to be out.
Super efficient. That's what we live by, right? So a standard garage floor coating is a day, day and a half. You know, if you have a lot of work in there or additional coatings, like you had mentioned, you know, maybe it takes an extra day. So between a day and a half and 2.5 days is a good reference point for where you'd be at for one of these installations.
All right, tell me a little bit about this company, McMurray, but just talk a little bit about this company, who you are, and the whole premise behind it. Then we'll get back into some of the things that you do, including something we could all use in our life. And I'm looking at you and talking to you. Organization, especially when it comes to cabinets and making things neat and easy to find. But let's talk about Pittsburgh Garage. Go ahead.
Yeah. So we are, you know, we've been a leader in this industry for the last 15 years. Our owner's been at this since the early 2000s. We established the Pittsburgh Garage brand in 2013, and it's been downhill since then. So we've had some success in this space doing high-performance coating systems, so garage flooring, and then garage storage and organization. So anything from a couple of shelves for organization to full-on built-ins, building around TVs and refrigerators, and just about anything you can drum up. So super efficient and super popular in all spaces and clientele. So anywhere from you know, your high-end luxury spaces to your next-door neighbor and you and me.
Here's what's incredible. Not only could you have the next rock band being discovered by playing music in that garage, but you just said something that's so true. People have air conditioning units. They have fans. They have flat-screen TVs. They have wet bars so they can serve their favorite cocktail when they have the gang over to watch the big game on the flat-screen TV. Refrigeration for the cold beer that they would consume during that and store some of their favorite snacks. I don't know what's going on, but when you open up that garage door, it becomes the window to the world for people. They love hanging out in their garage, not just doing work, but just relaxing in their garage. That's what makes you do at Pittsburgh Garage even more important.
Absolutely, 100%. So, you know, we see all kinds of different uses for the garage space. One that comes to mind that was pretty interesting, we had a gentleman that actually installed a hot tub in his. So we did the flooring. They put a hot tub in there. We built out a wet bar with a bunch of cabinetry, built around a TV. It was amazing. But certainly you can do just about anything in there. We see graduation parties. We see just storage. We've seen people turn it into a living area with couches and different things like that. So the space and the uses are endless, but certainly we can work around whatever you're looking to do.
So the coating, the covering that we talked about, just one of the many things, and we'll continue to remind you, PittsburghGarage.com, best way to find out more about what they do. But can you do it on any type of flooring?
So we primarily want to use a substrate, a concrete substrate. We have done it over different types of flooring systems. As long as they're intact and they're not coming up, you can usually do it. But what I would recommend is if you're unsure, give us a call, have us come out, have one of our design consultants come out, and they'll be able to actually, you know, take a look at what you're dealing with and recommend the best solution for you.
Here's the other thing. If you're from Western Pennsylvania, something we're all familiar with, car cruises. I mean, I've been to so many. They're like a gathering for so many people throughout the spring and summer months and have devoted their life to that automobile, that 57 Chevy, that 55 T-Bird. And they want a little space for its own self, all four tires, so they can say, hey, come out to the garage. I want to show you something. I got to believe this is exactly what people who have those collectible cars would love to have in their garage.
Absolutely. So we see a lot of car enthusiasts for sure. You know, one of the things that's really popular that we get to work with a lot of is the car lifts. So you'll have people in there
nice.
With multiple cars. You know, there's nothing better than putting something that you, your prized possession, on something that looks very nice, right? So aside from the fact that it's going to seal your concrete, protect your flooring, your concrete substrate, it's also going to look nice and present you with the ability to put your toy right on top of it.
Right? All right. How many times has somebody said to you, especially your significant others, I love your garage, but you got to get organized. You got to pick up some of this stuff. And the first thing people must say to you when you help them with these cabinets and organizing, I got so much more space in my garage now that I didn't even know existed, because you're getting stuff off the floor and hanging from the ceiling. All right, Elijah and I coming back in just a couple of moments. PittsburghGarage.com. Love what they do. You will too. Back with more on Pittsburgh Works in just a moment.
These are the people who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020. KDKA.
All right, he is the general manager of Pittsburgh Garage, PittsburghGarage.com. He is Elijah Jones, and he is with us until 8 o'clock. So we were talking about the floor covering. We'll reiterate that a little bit from now. But they've installed thousands and thousands of local installations over the last two decades. All team members are all full-time employees and are like family. First employee is still there with you today. Is he not, or is she not? That's pretty cool.
Yes, it's one of the things we really pride ourselves in, right? So Mike has been with us since the very beginning, and we have a couple other people who have been with us for close to a decade at this point.
All right. Amazing culture, friendly atmosphere, always ready to take care of the customers. And here's something really cool. Over 400 five-star reviews. That's pretty impressive.
Testament to our great employees.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. Now let's talk about cabinets and organizing those cabinets. So give me more space in my garage. How do you go about hanging and placing those cabinets, which really, if you throw a little countertop in there, can go a long way?
Absolutely. So, you know, the process we've tried to create is seamless, right? So we want to be making sure that we're being efficient from the time that you make the appointment to the time that we're actually finishing installation. So you can make an appointment for us to come out and actually do a design consultation via our website or call into our office. We have an office rep there from 8 to 5 daily. From the moment you schedule that appointment, we're going to be on time. One of our design consultants will be there. Mm-hmm. They will essentially have a conversation with you, get an understanding of what your needs are, what you're storing in there, what you're getting rid of if you have a ton of stuff in there. They're going to build out and measure your entire space to get an idea of each individual wall and all of the obstructions in the walls. So outlets, sprinkler systems, built-in water spigots, things of that nature. Once they have the walls all drawn out, then they're going to actually start to talk about, you know, what your vision is. Once we have your vision, we take all that information back to our office, and the design consultant will build out a 3D rendering in our state-of-the-art software. They'll build that out, and they'll build out a proposal. They'll send it over via email with a description of everything, and then we go back and forth to dial that in to make sure that it fits your budget as well as your vision.
Listen, and you have an opportunity to take part in what your vision is. I mean, this isn't what you all come up on your own with. They have a lot of input, the customer, right? Because, I mean, after all, this is for them.
100%, yes. So we want to work with you, not for you, right? So really tailor this to your needs and to what your vision is. But, you know, our people have been with us doing this for a long time, so they certainly have a lot of good ideas, and they've seen a lot, so they can certainly help with that vision.
All right, so let me ask you, do you realize, and I'm sure you do, I have friends, one person in particular just bought a new house. And I said, you love it? He said, yeah, but there's only one thing. I said, what? And he goes, it's bad, but maybe it's a good thing because I'm going to build it to spec. It doesn't have a garage. Mm-hmm. I have talked to real estate agents long before I met you. Do you understand how much of a selling point a garage is? It's like having an umbrella on a rainy day. You know, if you don't have an umbrella, you're not going outside. But if you have an umbrella, you're going out. If you don't have a garage, a lot of people will simply say no to buying a house, even if it's their dream home. That garage is so mightily important.
Yes. And even if they don't have a garage, a lot of these new builds have garages that aren't finished. So we'll go in there and it's, you know, there's no paint on the walls. The drywall's not done. There's no storage at all. And this
you
is
do
a great,
that?
Well, we will help you with that.
Okay.
Yeah. So, but aside from that, it's an empty slate. So this is a perfect opportunity for you to build out what you need and what's going to work best for you.
So there's somebody listening right now. They're going to see how much work has been done on the new home that they're building, north, south, east, and west of where we are here in Greentree. And they're like, okay, drywall's up. Don't do anything else because I think I found a way to put the finishing touch on my garage. So this would be perfect for new home construction who's got the studs up, the concrete laid down, and of course some drywall. Other than that, the bare minimums. They call you. You basically put the bells and whistles and put a bow on it.
Absolutely. Yep. So we want to make this as easy as possible for the homeowner and for our clients. So we try to be a one-stop shop. You know, there are certain things we can't do, but we definitely handle the garage space.
All right. So it's that bouquet of colors too. What are we looking at here as far as how can I paint with this brush? What colors are involved here?
So we carry a standard set of, I want to say 12 colors, but we have the option to customize this a million different ways. Most times the customer will fall into one of the ones we offer. We'll bring samples for you to actually see on site, feel, touch, and really get to know what you're buying there. But there are a million different options out there.
You know, I said at the outset, we're talking to Elijah. He, of course, Elijah Jones from Pittsburgh Garage, pittsburghgarage.com. We talked about the products. You guys only use the finest of products. So this is the champagne of products. People are getting the high-end stuff, right?
Yes. So we've been doing this a long time, and we've really dialed in our systems, right? High-performance coating systems and, you know, durable and lifetime warranted organization and cabinetry. So this is not like the big box prefabbed storage systems. These are all custom built to the space and spec'd out to make sure that it's going to be as efficient storage as possible for your garage.
After you're done, you're going to be telling your neighbors, friends, and family about Pittsburgh Garage. Their reputation is second to none. They truly do incredible work. PittsburghGarage.com is where you can find out more. We're going to come back and kind of reiterate some of the other things, the unique aspects of what they do. But I have to ask you as we go to break, what are we looking at as far as timeline? Because, you know, right now the weather's starting to get warmer. People like to use that outdoor space that is the garage by opening up that garage door and maybe having a little bit of a block party in their neighborhood. So what are we looking at the timeline-wise right now?
Sure. We, you know, this, like you'd mentioned, this is a busy time of the year for us. Obviously, people are starting to see all the wear and tear from the winter, the salt and the dirt and the mud that's caked in there. But we try to stay between a 3 and a 4 week lead time. So nothing too crazy. Sometimes we can get a little bit quicker. Sometimes it's a little bit further out.
All right. Sounds good. So happy to have you here tonight, PittsburghGarage.com. All right. We've got Paul coming up with the news at the bottom of the hour. Then we'll come back a couple of more segments with Elijah. Don't forget News Nation tonight. Chris Cuomo, first 100 days of President Trump. He'll be joined by dignitaries such as Bill O'Reilly, Stephen A. Smith, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., and our President Donald Trump. That's coming up at 8 o'clock tonight on KDKA. The following is paid for by Pittsburgh Garage. Information on the program is intended to solely further the public's general knowledge about the product. Opinions expressed should not be relied upon for any purpose by any member of the audience. News Radio KDKA does not guarantee the accuracy of any of the information aired on the following program.
These are the people who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020 KDKA.
Elijah Jones is here, Pittsburgh Garage, PittsburghGarage.com. Now we're going to get into something else. I'm also a fan of the trucking industry, too. I have a cousin that actually had a trucking company, and some of my dear friends own trucking companies. What about commercial flooring? Tell me a little bit about Pittsburgh Garage and commercial flooring, Elijah.
Yeah, so we are definitely involved in the commercial flooring space. You know, we've done anything from the volunteer fire departments to Allegheny County hangar building. For the Allegheny County Airport.
Nice.
Yeah. Different warehouses, machine shops, you know, any space really that you're looking to have something super easy to clean, low maintenance, is a fantastic spot, place for us to work.
Yeah, police departments, ambulance companies, so many people could really be involved with what you do and it could help them. Because here's what happens every spring when you open the garage, you start the lawnmower, you get going, you're doing things outside, or out there in the sunshine, walking into the shadow of your garage going, look at all this stuff. How did I accumulate those Christmas decorations? We haven't used those in 10 years. People just, we all do it. We get caught up in storing stuff, right? I mean, think about it. We live in a world that people pay to store their stuff outside their home. I mean, so this could, you could maybe take some of that stuff that you have, that you would like to have back in your garage that you haven't had room for. You might be able to take it out of that storage unit and bring it back home if you have the right organization. And cabinets can go a long way, and especially the ones that are, you know, up off the ground. They're out of the floor space. You got more room to maneuver. And if you're doing stuff around that car, you need some elbow room. So this is a win-win for everybody.
Absolutely. There's so many reasons why, you know, what we do works. You know, so anywhere from creating more space for storage, organization, safety. You know, we've had clients reach out to us because their stuff is stored next to their three-year-old bike. You know, they have head shears that they're worried about falling on their kids. So, you know, when we come in there, we're looking at all these small little details to help with an efficient and functional space that's going to work for your current situation. Anything from overhead systems, we've done floor-to-ceiling cabinets where it might be a 15-foot ceiling, and we'll put in a library ladder that swivels all the way across to be able to get up there. So there's a lot of unique and detail-oriented solutions for each individual person. That's why we tailor them to the customer.
And what the customer's needs are, depending on what stage of life they're in, whether they have children at home or not, they're single, they're married, they're aging, all sorts of incredible things. But you and I were talking in the boardroom here earlier, and I'm glad you brought this up. A lot of people store stuff in their garage that they shouldn't store stuff in their garage, and no fault of their own. Look, I know, remembering my dad, and it was a different era, I would never do that, but he would have gallons of gasoline basically in there. There's so many things that you can find a way, if you have to store them, you can store them safely, reasonably, and more importantly, keep them out of the hands of young people.
Yes. So, you know, you had mentioned a couple there with the gasoline, propane tanks. Different things like that. You know, cans of paint, stains, lacquers. There's definitely better ways to store those in the garage space than just setting them on the floor. Aside from the fact that it's a spill hazard, it's also a safety hazard. So, you know, getting us out there and being able to work with you and creating a good solution for those different products is always a plus for both you and us.
Elijah, you realize what we're talking about here, and we've all been guilty of it because we all think it can't happen to us. We're not thinking that way. And then when something does happen, God forbid, and everybody's okay, you're like, you know, I should have known better. Hey, we're all guilty of it, but this is maybe an opportunity to listen to the show, at least to get you all out there to see what's the best way to, this is what you guys do every day, right?
It is. And, you know, the best part about the whole thing is we give free consultations. So there's no cost for you to give us a call, schedule an appointment, have us come out, and we're happy to work with you. We'll create the design, we'll send it over, and we'll design it and get your feedback and then go back and forth to dial it into exactly what you need.
All right, so that free estimates and design consultations, find out more at PittsburghGarage.com. Elijah Jones, my guest, until 8 o'clock tonight. And again, that's PittsburghGarage.com. So when you walk into a garage, what's the first thing you look at? What are some of the things that you kind of scope out just to kind of get an idea of what you are going to hope to get done? Then you start talking to the consumer, the customer. They add their recipe or two, and then you're up and running. But what are some of the things that are key to you when you look at that garage for the first time?
Sure. You know, when you walk in, you never know what you're going to expect. Sometimes you'll open the door and you'll actually have contents fall out of the garage. Sometimes you'll walk in there and they're very minimalist and there's not a whole lot there. So, you know, a lot of the times we'll have an idea of what the customer's looking for before we get out there. They'll leave little notes in the consultation when they're scheduling their appointment. But, you know, you want to look for, you know, ceiling height. You want to look for obstructions. You want to look for gas lines and water lines. You want to make sure that, you know, you're going to be able to provide a solution that's going to work for them. And there's always a solution. It's just a matter of figuring it out. And that's why we pride ourselves. That's what we pride ourselves in doing. And that's what our experienced design consultants are really good at.
Listen, I got to be honest with you. Me, I can't stand clutter. I can't. I'd rather have nothing in the garage than too much in the garage. And you really have to understand, the purpose of the garage today has changed even much more than I think most people imagine. And if you're a baby boomer like me, garages are not the same thought process then as they are now. People utilize their garage for so much more than just hanging stuff and putting the car in at the end of the night. Garages are essential to someone's home. So when you're looking at a garage design, It's kind of like you're looking at the living room, the kitchen, the dining room. It has that much, I think, curb appeal as any other part of the house. Even if you've remodeled the basement to give yourself more living space, I think the garage really supersedes most of those places.
Absolutely. And I'll tell you, Rob, we actually do basement storage as well. You know, there's a lot of times where people will have, an unfinished basement section that they want to utilize storage. Cabinets are a fantastic thing for that area because it helps, you know, alleviate any of the dust and the dirt that, you know, can come from the unfinished space. So we do a lot of basements as well. Storage areas, storage rooms, different things like that.
Well, you understand, Western Pennsylvania is famous for a lot of things. And what we're really famous for are basements. Mm-hmm. You know, you go to anybody else anywhere in the country and say, hey, where's your basement? What's a basement? Who needs a basement? If it wasn't for a basement when I was growing up with five sisters, my mom and dad probably would have pulled the hair out of their heads. But my dad decided in the late 70s, as everyone did, they got that Armstrong ceiling tile from the store in Beaver Falls, placed some of it on the floor, slapped up some paneling, took the old 2x4s that were left over in paneling and made a little bar in the corner of that basement. And they basically enclosed the furnace. And guess what? People started to live in their basements. I'm telling you right now, I know people. I have a buddy that I grew up with who will remain nameless. But just like his dad before him, after dinner, every night, if I drove by his house right now, and I haven't seen him but one time in like 20 years, he was like my buddy growing up, I guarantee you, I call his house, he's in the garage. I drive by his house, he's in the garage. People spend more time in the garage than probably just about any other room in their home. And even in the wintertime, these places, they don't have like the little kerosene heater anymore. They have ductwork, they have heating systems, electric heating, whatever, wood stoves, all sorts of things. The garage is an extension of your house.
It is. Yeah, it really is. We had talked about this a little bit earlier, but we see a lot of people use this for living areas. We've seen it for band practice.
Yes.
We've seen it for the hot tub. We've seen it for just about anything you can imagine. And that's honestly, that's probably my favorite part of this job is going and kind of understanding what's going to be happening there and then creating their vision and making it come to life.
Let me tell you something. I can tell you people that actually have drainage systems put in so they can wash their car in the wintertime.
Yeah.
It's crazy. I love the garage. I love what you do. PittsburghGarage.com, PittsburghGarage.com. Free estimates and design consultations. Hey, get them to your house. Let them give you a free estimate and a design. Take it from there. PittsburghGarage.com. Elijah Jones, General Manager, and I back for one more segment. PittsburghGarage.com. You're going to love what they can do for you.
These are the people who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020. KDKA.
All right, Elijah Jones, General Manager, Pittsburgh Garage, PittsburghGarage.com. He's here for one more segment. We're going to let him do the overview in just a moment. But when it comes to organizing, other than the cabinets, can you help people get a system to where they can find the best way to categorize things and to get to what they're looking for as quickly as possible? Can you do that too?
So we do not do, we don't put the contents back in, but we'll work with you on coming up with a plan and a system that would work. So we'll kind of figure out what you're looking to store, and we can have a plan of action to make sure that whatever you're storing is going to be efficiently put away and efficiently stored with our solution.
Now, what about the cabinets? Mix and match. If you got larger things, you need a larger cabinet. Smaller things, less detail-oriented, smaller cabinets. Can you mix and match?
Absolutely. So everything is custom to the space. So, we take the measurements of your entire garage, and we build out based on what you have and what you need. As far as the efficiency for storage. It's one of the benefits to working with Pittsburgh Garage. It's not something that's one size fits all. We actually customize and tailor it to whatever you're looking to store in there.
So let me ask you, be blunt. How much wasted space is there in most garages? Stuff that really just is taking up so much space, it's just being wasted.
Oh, a ton, right? And a lot of these big box stores that sell the storage, they have fixed shelving, which is also a huge thing for wasted space. With Pittsburgh Garage, you're going to get all adjustable shelving. You're going to get the soft closed doors. You're going to get the soft closed drawers. It's really a white glove concierge service where we come in and we do the entire system for you. We build it out. We put the rendering together, and then we come in and install it. Hands off for you. We want this to be as seamless and as easy as possible for the customer.
You know where the whole thing starts with a garage? I mean, before anything, I don't care if you have the most expensive, it doesn't matter. It's the floor.
Mm-hmm.
That's basically everything in the garage. And to be able to do the coating, mm-hmm. to get that protection. Look, you have any kind of flooding in the area, you have a foundation that's leaking a little bit, or you get a day like yesterday and somebody leaves the garage door open, it can do a lot of damage quickly. So to have that coating that's going to give you the durability and prevent that moisture from getting in and basically destroying the product, man, and if I was just getting a new concrete floor, you'd be the second call that I would make.
So there's a couple of things there, Rob. The first thing is we do these coating systems both in brand new homes, new developments that have never had a car parked on them. We also do them in the old homes that have been around for 100 years and are failing. They're deteriorating due to different things, salts and oils and gases and things of that nature. The one thing that I really like about the Flourish system is that it's going to restore any failing concrete, and it's going to protect any new concrete or new patched concrete. So it's a double-edged thing there where it's a benefit both for the customer.
And again, free estimates and design consultations. Again, Pittsburgh Garage, pittsburghgarage.com. All right, final few minutes. I just want you to vamp a little bit and talk about your company and why people who really want to get a facelift in that garage and make it look good and durable and last a long time and love what they see, you need to go to pittsburghgarage.com, Pittsburgh Garage. Go ahead, Eli.
Yeah, so I'll brag a little bit here. I think the biggest thing with Pittsburgh Garage is our people, right? So we have a ton of experience. We have people that have been with us for a long time. And that's across the board. That's our leadership. That's our management. That's our office personnel and our installers. So we're really fortunate to have good people who do great work. And then secondly is the products we use. So we're using high industrial grade coating systems, stuff that's been tested and true for a long time. We've been doing these systems for 15 plus years, and you know what you're getting with Pittsburgh Garage. And don't take my word for it. Check out our reviews on Google. You know, we have over 450 reviews there, and it's a lot of the same sentiment. You know, great communication, on time, excellent craftsmanship, attention to detail. Those things are super important to us, and I think all of that stuff is due to our people and, you know, the fact that they take great pride and they love what they do. So if you're looking for a full garage makeover or just a floor or just storage, give us a call, get online, check us out, schedule your appointment through our website at pittsburghgarage.com. We're happy to come out and give you your free consultation.
Elijah Jones, General Manager, Pittsburgh Garage, pittsburghgarage.com. But I just want people to understand, you know, if you haven't done it in a while and you're thinking and you keep repeating over and over, I'm going to do something, your garage deserves it. And it will give you an opportunity to really embrace your home. And here's the other thing. Spring market in real estate is huge. If you're thinking of, you know, doing something to get a little bit more value for your home, I'm telling you, more times than not, decisions are made on whether to buy a home or not, depending on what the garage looks like. I mean, how many times I've heard, hey, we're selling the house, you better throw some of that stuff in the garage out because it's just hideous. It's destroying the curb appeal of our house. But if you go in there with Pittsburgh Garage and give it a facelift, you're going to add thousands to that sell price.
It's funny you say that. We did an analysis a few years ago with a real estate company, and what they found was if you take care of your garage, then more than likely you take care of the rest of your house. Easier to sell, higher home values across the board. It made sense.
Listen, I used to be a stickler for that. I used to make people insane. But you know what? In the end, it's the reason why home after home that I've been around or I've talked to people or I've actually owned, it's a selling point and it always pays up big dividends in the end because people always want to say, and if you don't show it to them, I guarantee you, ask any real estate agent, hey, can I see the garage? People want to see the garage. Again, PittsburghGarage.com. Elijah, I got to ask you, I told him this off the air, one of the coolest names ever. So how did you get that name, Elijah?
Well, I guess it was my mom and dad.
Well, they deserve a gold star because that's one of the coolest names ever. But he also goes by Louis. So if you're around him and someone says Louis, they're talking to that guy too. So where's Louis come from?
That's a great question. I've asked several times. I've never gotten a good answer.
Well, you got to love a guy named Elijah who goes by Louis from time to time. That's all good in the neighborhood. And your neighborhood and your garage will look incredibly beautiful. So what you need to do, it's PittsburghGarage.com, PittsburghGarage.com. And again, remember, they've got free estimates and design waiting for you. Free estimates and design. Elijah Jones, General Manager of Pittsburgh Garage, pittsburghgarage.com. Hey, it's been a real pleasure getting to know you. I hope we get a chance to do it again.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Much appreciated. I appreciate your time. And it's been a pleasure.
All right, there he goes. Elijah Jones, manager of Pittsburgh Garage, pittsburghgarage.com. Okay, Chris Cuomo coming up. First 100 days of the president, Stephen A. Smith, Bill O'Reilly, RFK Jr., and the president. That's all moments away. The proceeding was paid for by Pittsburgh Garage. Information on the program was intended to solely further the public's general knowledge about the product. Opinions expressed should not be relied upon for any purpose by any member of the audience. News Radio KDKA does not guarantee the accuracy of any of the information heard on the preceding program. Stay tuned, a couple of minutes away from the 8 o'clock hour and our special two-hour presentation, News Nation with Chris Cuomo, the first 100 days of the presidency of Donald J. Trump. Good night.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLlearning.com/audio. Visit IXLlearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.